Hello, my name is Maureen, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation.
We were trying to love peace by peace.
Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring vegan music, news, events, and interviews about the vegan evolution revolution happening worldwide, manifesting a paradigm of peace, health, wellness, liberation, and sustainability. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the station nor its management. Vegan Nation has been on air since 2015. Much thanks to all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm very honored and thrilled that we are joined by Dr. Casey Taft. And Dr. Casey Taft is joining us via Skype in Boston, Massachusetts. Dr. Casey Taft is an internationally recognized psychologist at the National Center for PTSD at VA Boston and professor of psychiatry at Boston University School of Medicine. He has led many funded research grants focusing on understanding and preventing partner violence and has published over 150 academic articles and an American Psychological Association book on trauma-informed partner violence intervention. He is also owner of a vegan-themed publishing company, Vegan Publishers, that has published close to 40 vegan-themed books. Welcome, Dr. Taft, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thanks, Maureen. It's been a long time. It's good to talk to you again.
Yes. I'm looking forward to hearing about your many books at Vegan Publishers. And you have many categories, the kids, the cookbooks, the adults and teens. So let's start with hearing about some of the kids' books.
Yeah, and that's where most of our focus has been over the past few years at least, and probably even going further back than that. There's always going to be vegan families and vegan kids and more, you know, vegan kids. So those books we found to be very, helpful for families. And also our goal was to kind of find areas where there really weren't enough books, you know, for vegans and vegan families. And children's books is definitely an area that was lacking. There's been a lot more vegan books since then for kids. Over the past year, we put out two new children's books. The most recent one is called One Heartbeat. This was authored by Leslie Dow. This is a board book, and I really love this book personally. It's extremely sweet. It was illustrated by Kaylee Castle, who's illustrated a lot of our children's books. And the idea behind the story is a young Scottish boy, asks his mother about whether all animals have heartbeats. Kind of a simple question, you know, do all animals have a heart? And then the mother kind of brings the child to a sanctuary, and it's just a beautiful story talking about all the different animals, how their heart beats like ours, acknowledging, you know, the personhood in animals and kind of using the vibration of the heart as a signifier of our commonality. So it's very sweet, very simple, but has a very strong message that I think is very important.
Beautiful. That's exciting to hear that One Heartbeat is one of your 16 children's books. Awesome.
Yeah, and at this point, Vegan Publishers isn't as active as we used to be. When we first started out, you were actually able to sell books and actually make a profit on that. That ended a long time ago in the publishing industry for small publishers, especially for small vegan publishers. So every book we take on now, we really have to feel very strongly about it and be willing to lose money on, you know, if it comes to that. So this was all the books we do now where we feel extremely positive about. So this is one we felt like we really needed to get out there. And the other book we published this year is called I Dance and Eat Plants. This is also a book, you know, we personally love our own girls. My wife and I, we have two little girls. They are dancers themselves. My wife was a dancer when she was younger. And this is a book written by a mom and her little girl, her daughter, about a little girl who has an assignment at school to basically kind of write to come up with a short kind of poem. And she ultimately comes up with the line, I dance and eat plants. And she just talks about her love of dancing and her love of veganism and animals and vegan food. So it's just a very positive, upbeat, story, you know, about a girl and her mother, you know, just talking about, you know, the things that she loves, one thing being animals and veganism.
Beautiful. That's great to hear also.
Are you kind? Are you kind? In your mind, and in your heart where the loving starts, are you kind? Are you kind to your world? With your actions, with your words, there are so many ways to show up and be kind.
Oh, what I want to know is, are you kind?
We're listening to the children's song, Are You Kind? By Charity and the Jam Band. From the Vegan Album. Also from the Vegan Album, this is Making Cookies from Plant.
You get the sugar from the cane or the coconut. You get the chocolate chips from the cacao bean. You get the walnuts and the cashews from the little nut tree. You get the flour from the wheat or something gluten-free. From the batter, those chubby bitches. Coconut, avocado, sunflower, pretty please. We're making cookies and plants. I do a little dance, we're making cookies bumping. Do a little cookie dance, we're making cookies bumping. Come on and take a little chance, we're making honest, human, compassionate, delicious, the insane cookies. We'll make a homemade egg from a little ground flag. And then the mama hen doesn't even have to feel sad. On your bay milk from seeds, legumes, nuts, or grains. And then the mama coffee kefir milk for her baby. And then the cows and the chickens make it back to their lives. While we make cookies, I will blow our minds. Making cookies from plants. I do a little dance, I'm making cookies from plants. Do a little cookie dance, I'm making cookies from plants. Come on and take a little chance, we're making
listening to Charity and the Jam Band, Making Cookies from Plants. Immediately after this song, we'll get back to our conversation with Dr. Casey Taft, owner of Vegan Publishers, and we'll hear about their cookbooks.
And the trees, and the sun and the rain, soil, air, and seeds. Oh, we're growing up food for all the people to eat. Yeah, we're growing up fruits and veggies you see. We're growing up food for everybody. We can grow enough plants for every cookie. Making cookies from plants. I do a little dance. We're making cookies from plants. Do a little cookie dance. We're making cookies from plants. Come on and take a chance we're making harvest, human, compassionate, delicious, and safe.
I'd love to hear about some of your cookbooks, your 9 cookbooks available at Vegan Publishers.
Oh, wow, there's 9. I didn't even realize that. Yeah, well, cookbooks is not something that we originally set out to do, but every once in a while, you know, an author comes to us with a great idea and kind of an area that we feel like needs more attention. So we've taken on a cookbook here and there. For example, one of our more popular cookbooks was called The Healthy Vegan Cookbook. Pretty simple, catchy title, very searchable title. We also published Simple Vegan Comfort Food, written by Patty Dan. And Marlon, you may be familiar with Cafe Indigo. I think they were up in New Hampshire or Maine, and they had a small little restaurant there. So she wanted to spend more time with her grandchildren and retire her restaurant. So when she did that, she kind of wrote all of her recipes down in this book that we published, Simple Vegan Comfort Food. Those are two of the more popular ones that we've done.
Well, that's great to hear also. Now I'd like to go on to the category of adult and teens books.
Well, in the area of teens, my wife wrote a book called Average Vegan Teen. And the idea was to kind of explore to see whether there was a market out there, you know, for kids who were too old for our children's books and too young for our adult books. So kind of adolescents and teens. We'd often hear from folks who would come up to us at VegFest and saying that they wanted a book for, you know, a preteen or a teen. So my wife wrote this book, and of course I'm a little biased, but I think it's an incredible book, and it's not explicitly about veganism, but it's just about a girl who is your average girl, and she happens to be vegan, and it's kind of a magical story. So she discovers this magical power that she has, the ability to speak to animals and hear their perspective on things. And there's a lot to the book, but a part of it is how her dad makes the connection between their family dog and eating animals. And he, in the end, kind of, yeah, makes that connection and understands, you know, the reason why she's vegan, which is, you know, touching. But overall, it's kind of like a coming of age story. You know, the girl has a crush on a boy and you know, all that kind of stuff that, like, preteens and teenagers would be interested in. But I'd say it's a wholesome book, and it's a good book. I mean, a lot of our adult friends, you know, gave us this really positive feedback that they enjoyed reading it as well.
Great, great. And congratulations to your wife, Kristen, for writing that book, Average Vegan Teen.
Yeah, Kristen is a wonderful writer. She's also a great artist as well. Now, she's never illustrated any of our books, but more recently she started painting and showing her paintings and doing exhibitions and that sort of thing. So she's starting to kind of exercise her creative style a little bit more now that our girls are getting older.
We're listening to Dr. Casey Taft, owner of Vegan Publishers in Boston, Massachusetts. Dr. Casey Taft is also an internationally recognized psychologist at the National Center for PTSD at VA Boston and professor of psychiatry at Boston University School of Medicine. You tune into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Dr. Casey Taft. Welcome back from the break. Thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlena, Massachusetts, and now we're continuing our conversation with Dr. Casey Taft. This song is called Peace is the Way by Charity and the Jam Band from the Vegan album. Peace I would like to hear about the book, They All Had Eyes, Confessions of a Vivisectionist.
Yeah, so that book is kind of going back a little ways. So that was a book where a former vivisectionist had approached us and talked about how their memories of what they used to do, you know, for their work still haunted him. And I think writing this book was kind of coming to grips with the trauma, you know, that he was exposed to and that he actually inflicted on animals. And it was a very difficult book for him to write, you know, personally. I'm a psychologist, as you said, so talking to him through the process and afterwards, I know this was very hard for him with a lot of guilt and shame. And even afterwards, you know, it was just a very difficult process to write about. But it's an important story, important message to really hear from somebody who was involved with animal experiments and animal research, and just how horrible it was, how horrific and unnecessary. So that's, I think, an important perspective to have. Back then, we did a crowdfunding campaign to fund the book, and I think we raised something like $20,000 or more to produce the book and for folks to pre-order copies and that sort of thing. So there was a lot of interest in this book, and it also led to other opportunities for the author to work in other kind of anti-vivisection campaigns and organizations.
Here is a short 1.5-minute recording from the author, Michael Slusher, and this is in 2015.
Hello, my name is Michael Slusher. For many years, I was a vivisectionist conducting research on animals for the pharmaceutical industry. I was paid to experiment on mice, rats, dogs, and monkeys. During that time, I both witnessed and engaged in gruesome atrocities towards animals. I thought I was just doing good science, but I realized later it was all unnecessary and horribly unethical. 15 years ago, I left my job and later went vegan. Since that time, I've had a very hard time reconciling what I did to animals in my past. The memories of the animals continue to haunt me. In order to expose the horror and brutality, I recently wrote a book called They All Had Eyes, which discusses the animal research I was involved in and how I've struggled to cope with the guilt I feel. I shed light on some of the horrific yet accepted torture practices with the intention to shut down animal research labs and laboratory animal breeders. This will be the first book that exposes the animal research industry from an insider perspective. I can never reverse the death and damage I caused to the lives of these creatures, but with this book, I can help wake people up to what's going on, while at the same time allow me to sleep again. I'm partnering with vegan publishers to produce the book. Buying in advance will help us get our message out and withstand possible challenges from powerful interests who don't want my story told. I need your help in exposing this cruel and unnecessary industry so we can collectively try to take it down. Thank you very much for your support.
I'd like to read this from your book description on your website, veganpublishers.com. They All Had Eyes, Confessions of a Vivisectionist, in relation to biomedical and pharmaceutical research involved with animals. Quote, "The truth is far more horrifying and brutal than people can imagine. In this book, the author has laid open a raw wound in his heart to help people see behind the curtain and observe what actually takes place in what can only be described as true dungeons of despair. In it, he chronicles the animals that he worked on, from mice to dogs to monkeys, and the terrible procedures that he performed on them as a matter of business," end quote.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's powerful.
It is. Yeah. And that book has been translated in other countries, including Japan. Yeah, that book really garnered a lot of attention.
Well, on a lighter note, I'd also like to hear about Destination Eden, Fruitarianism Explained by Mango Wadzak.
Yeah, so that one, that also goes back a ways. That was one of the earlier books that we published. I really love Mango. Mango's a great guy, very interesting person. And the book is kind of all about essentially kind of his wisdom, you know, leading a fruitarian life, leading a simple life, kind of warning against a lot of the, you know, problems that have increased since he wrote the book, you know, in our society today. So this is one of those books that remains very popular. And just, it's interesting because I, you know, look at our, I do our taxes, you know, every year where I kind of look at sales of the books and everything. And it's really interesting that by far the bulk of our ebook sales are for this book, that there's still fruitarians all over the world who don't buy paper copies of the book. They buy ebook versions, right? Kind of the idea of kind of treading lightly, you know, on the planet where they really put their money where their mouth is. So this is interesting to me that almost everybody who buys this book buys the ebook version, and it's our biggest seller, biggest selling ebook even today, you know, so many years later.
I've enjoyed viewing some of the videos that Mango, along with his partner, the beautiful vegan woman, who are both in Australia, produce. And so, yeah, so it was great. So when I saw that Vegan Publishers published his book, Destination Eden, Fruitarianism Explained, I was like, woohoo, great.
Yeah, I remember at the time, I remember actually being at a conference. I think it was at the VegFest UK, you know, again, going back many years. Somebody asked me, why did you publish his book? Like, he's not an expert, you know, in any way. He's not, you know, he doesn't have a PhD or an advanced degree. You know, and at the time I felt like we kind of needed more wisdom from folks who weren't up there proclaiming, you know, to be, you know, experts. You know, just from like real people who are like living this lifestyle, you know. So you don't need to have a PhD to understand these things and to have wisdom, you know, to offer the rest of the world.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Taft. I would love to hear some of the backstory about Vegan Publishers.
Yeah, so we started Vegan Publishers when my wife was pregnant with our now 11-year-old daughter. So that kind of shows, you know, how long we've been around. So over 10 years. And kind of like I alluded to earlier, we just really noticed there really weren't a lot of books with explicit kind of vegan themes. Of course, a lot of the toys and stories and shows, you know, for kids are not necessarily animal friendly, right? Or they have kind of hidden anti-vegan messages, or you know, just have kind of hypocritical or, you know, not inconsistent kind of messages. So we wanted, that was originally what we set out to do, was to put out children's books that were, you know, appropriate for vegan families, for those who wanted to raise their kids with simple vegan messages. And that's really what we try to do, is to figure out, you know, what is missing, you know, out there, like what is needed. So like you said in the intro, I'm an academic, I'm a researcher and a psychologist. And a big part of what I do in my work is try to figure out, you know, what needs to be done, right? What has been understudied? What problems deserve more clinical attention? And that's kind of been my same approach with Vegan Publishers, is to figure out what are the messages and ideas, you know, that are important in the vegan world that really need to be promoted more, that need to get out there more. And that's really how we went about things with Vegan Publishers. We have, you know, a lot of really loyal customers over the years that we really do appreciate.
Really great. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Thank you, Marlene.
Much thanks to our listeners for tuning into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene, in Massachusetts. Thanks also to Charity and the Jam Band for their songs from the Vegan album. It was a great honor to be joined by Dr. Casey Taft, owner of Vegan Publishers. Vegan Publishers can be contacted at veganpublishers.com. The telephone number, this is Boston, Massachusetts, is 978-829-2525. And appreciation to all who make Vegan Nation possible. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. Let's go out with Return to Love, a song written by Tammy Hay, by Immovable Record Company.
We do not know just how the wound closed, the one that bore into our hearts when we heard those cries of terror. Relativity of time and motion, like that past, future, and present entwined, support from below and above. For But it was always about our return to love, a return to love, a return to love. We knew what was in the way was the way. With open hearts we chose to stay. Compassion in action, leading the way. We do not know when the loneliness ended, but when that bore into our hearts and we heard those cries of terror. Relativity of time and motion, like that past future, the present entwined, support from below and above. For it was always about our return to love, a return to love, a return to love. We knew what was in the way was the way. With open hearts we chose to stay. Compassion in action, leading the way. We do not know the moment it came, sacred space in the midst of pain, between silent moans of clipped wings, tuskless faces and wounded beams. But one day it was over, the murderous treason, no reason, no end. And a vegan mission came to be, just like that, just like that. No longer strangers, no war torn land. We live it as people of peace, hand in hand. Grandmother's children, no more sorrow. Non-duality, we born tomorrow. Universe science, synchronicities, forgiveness of earth in unity. And we fell to our knees, alive in love, alive in peace. We return to love, peace by peace. In love, in peace, we are free.
This is Immovable Record Company, 5073, Return to Love. Released November 13th, 2024.
We do not know when the loneliness ended, when smiles filled those spaces of anguish, and the last words were beings fled in the falling Amazon home. Yeah. It was always about all the loneliness, trees, and no reason, no end. And the vegan mission came to be, just like that, just like that.
Thanks again for tuning into Vegan Nation. This is Marlene in Massachusetts, wishing you a lovely, peaceful, joyous day.
Just like that, just like that.